Partridge Creek Farm is a nonprofit educational farm. We have three programs. We work farm to school. We do work with the kids in Great Lakes Recovery Youth Services, and we work with teaching family homes, and we build downtown gardens. So we've got a big Earth Day event coming up. Earth Day is coming on April 22nd. We got a winter storm coming, but Earth Day is when we have a big garden planting project, and we think it's going to be good weather, and we should be ready to go.
With Partridge Creek Farm and working with the kids, you said you build gardens with them, but you teach them way more than just gardening.
Well, we're trying to teach them how to be a community and how to enjoy each other as friends and in a medium which is really conducive to that kind of work. You know, we work together with the kids. That camaraderie builds in a garden setting, and you can turn a kid around pretty quick in that kind of work. And so we are working with kids in schools and in recovery and in more troubled situations, but all kids and adults benefit by a day in the garden.
There's something freeing about it. I know I still have a plant from my son. He gave it to me 3 years ago, maybe, and it was a Mother's Day plant. And I thought, oh no, I'm going to kill this plant on accident, you know, and I'm going to forget. But you learn how to nurture that other living thing very quickly, and you instill those values in those children.
Yeah, we actually feel like a farm is a perfect setting for kids to learn those basic rules about how we take care of each other and take care of our communities. And so Earth Day is a big one for us. That's a big day for us, and we're having an event. We want hundreds of people there. We're hosting it this year at the Ishpeming Elks, which is on 597 Lakeshore Drive, right across from Lake Bancroft. It's from 3 to 5:30, so it's only a 2.5-hour event, but there's going to be good food, a good health fair with all of our collaborators that we work with there on display. And then we have this huge project. We're going to plant 450 linear feet of hugel culture, which is a raised bed system for growing sustainable agriculture, stuff that just keeps going, perennials. And we're going to plant a whole bunch of berries. We're going to make a huge downtown berry patch at the right on Partridge Creek. Partridge Creek Farm has got a big berry patch going in right next to the Elks in downtown Ishpeming on Partridge Creek.
One of my most favorite foods ever, berries. I can't wait. Those are going to be so tasty. Even just, you know, being homegrown really is a big deal for that, because everything is, like you said, everything is naturally sustainable there in downtown even. And most people don't think of downtown being a great place to garden, but you say otherwise.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We want our whole town of Ishpeming to be one big green growing grazing bed. We want the kids to, wherever they go, to have good grazing food to be available. And this is going to be a substantial berry patch. This will become a destination for people looking for berries.
Fantastic. And you, Partridge Creek Farm even has the items that you grow, the food that you grow. It's even sold. So, you know, people can pick up those, you know, those locally grown, delicious vegetables and fruits and everything. Where can they get those?
Well, we do sell our produce at our office on 114 South Main Street, but we also have the Farmer's Market. Marquette Farmer's Market is a very wonderful place to bring your kid on Saturday mornings. We also run a booth at the Farmer's Market called the Power of Produce, where we give the kids Power of Produce dollars to buy their own healthy foods anywhere from any of our local farmers. And so that's one of the programs that Partridge Creek Farm runs with the Downtown Development Authority of Marquette. But at any rate, we really want to see people turn out for this Earth Day event and get to know us and all of our collaborators, everybody from the school systems to Great Lakes Recovery and Teaching Family Homes, just wonderful institutions that we work with. And so they'll all be on display, and we'll have really good food there, and we'll also have this great berry planting project going on. So a 2.5-hour event, 3 to 5:30. On April 22nd, that's a Monday, right after Easter, Earth Day. We are really looking at developing sustainable agriculture here in the UP. I think it's one of the foundational pieces that we could become a very good producer of food here, and we have to train our kids and everybody in how we can do that. And, of course, it's got to be organic. It has to be. We're sitting on the best, largest body of water in the world, and we have to protect that. And so here we are. What perfect... Better perfect event could there be on Earth Day than to come and work with us at Partridge Creek Farm? A very short event, 3 to 5:30 on Earth Day. That's a Monday at the Ishpeming Elks, and we're going to be planting a lot of berries there and making a big downtown berry patch for the town.
So you need volunteers for this, though, right? You're searching for people to come and help out that day?
Yes, absolutely. We want over 100 volunteers at this event. And so adults could come maybe a little early, like 2 o'clock, and help us organize. We're going to need crew leaders. And then we want 100 kids, you know. And so it's not that difficult. We're going to have them all just plant and mulch these little berries that we're planting, and we're planting a lot of them. And yes, we need people to come up and call us even. We're at partridgecreekfarm.org, or you can find us online. But we need all of your help. And you can just show up early on the event at the Ishpeming Elks on the day of the event.
So they don't even need to do anything. They can just show up.
Yeah, bring your kids, bring your friends. We want a big turnout for a little Earth Day celebration and some good work.
Fantastic. And again, that's on Earth Day, which is April 22nd. And the time again?
It's 3 to 5:30. But for volunteers, we want a little bit. We're going to be there from 1 o'clock on, just getting organized. And if you want to help out, come a little early and we'll put you on a crew.
Great. And over at the Ishpeming Elks, correct?
At the Ishpeming Elks on 597 Lakeshore Drive in Ishpeming, right across from Lake Bancroft.
Great. Do you have a phone number they can contact if they have questions?
Sure. 361-6628 is my personal cell phone. That's 361-6628.